A legend in the music business has died. Ahmet Ertegun, the pioneering founder of Atlantic Records, died in New York today. He was 83 years old. His career spanned four decades and crossed several musical genres.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love your daddy all night long, all right.
Music of Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett, Led Zeppelin, and the Rolling Stones. Just a few of the artists who worked with Atlantic Records founder Ahmet Ertegun. In his later years, Ertegun was still a strong presence in the music business. He slipped into a coma after falling backstage at a Rolling Stones concert in October. Jerry Wexler was Ertegun's longtime producing partner at Atlantic. He says Ertegun had all the skills that make for a truly great producer.
There he is, sitting behind the talkback, directing a session, and there's an accumulation of information. And I think a really good record producer has to have a sense of pitch, a sense of rhythm, and the impalpable called taste. Also, he has to be able to change the music that the musicians are playing, that the singer is singing, if necessary, and I can't underline if necessary too much.
Does that mean he has to know when to step back and let the artists do their thing?
I wouldn't put it that way. It's sort of the obverse of that. He lets things happen unless there's a problem. So it's not a question of stepping back. It's a question of being back, of staying back, and letting the music unfold until there's a happenstance that needs addressing. And that means changing the music. After all, you know, the producer is a shepherd and a policeman and a guide. It's the musicians who are making the music. And in these rehearsals, the arranger would also be there, writing his arrangement more or less on the spot. So everything was ready. That was Ahmet's style. He didn't believe in wasting time in the studio.
Mr. Wexler, tell me about his transition into rock and roll.
That came about gradually and almost by accident. Our first successful rock and roll singer was Bobby Darin. Bobby had a song called Splish Splash. Ahmet believed in it, and he made that record.
It sounds like he was a good businessman as well as a great producer.
He was a good businessman, and he also was very charismatic. There's a story told that when he went to London to try to sign the Rolling Stones, he was sitting and having a couple of blasts with Mick Jagger. And while he was talking to Mick, Ahmet fell sound asleep. Mick Jagger said, "That's the company for me." A man that can go to sleep while he's talking to me is very cool.
Jerry Wexler, thank you so much for talking to us and taking us down memory lane with your old friend.
Okay, all the best of luck. I miss him dearly.
That was Jerry Wexler remembering Ahmet Ertegun, the founder of Atlantic Records. He died today in New York at the age of 83.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.